hailing days, the non-stop hailing days. Ooh, the alien days.
Must have skipped the ship and joined the team for a ride. A couple hours to learn the controls and commandeer both my eyes. Hey, quick dear, times are uncertain. 1 month crawling, next year blurring, decades in the drain. Monograms on the brain. Decide what's working and what's moved on to the last phase.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bowed up down. Oh, below my bully boys blow.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale sail came up and caught her. All hands to the side, harping and fought her when she dived down low.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da.
For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The willow man makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all.
Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Hello.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Hey people.
This is new studio equipment. Ooh. I sound like, do I sound crazy?
You sound beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I'm hot like that.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Welcome to a new episode of
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
And this week, we want to talk about why are there so many oceans? Because
there should just be one big one.
Isn't it just one
ocean?
Body of water? Like, why do we have to separate it?
Literally.
I don't understand. So we're going to talk about that and other bodies of water. Everything water related. Ocean related.
We're swimming in songs, we're swimming in thoughts, we're swimming in hotness.
We're diving into the conversation about why are the ocean temperatures rising and why are we getting hotter day by day?
Oh my gosh.
To be a parallel here.
There's a connection.
Sigh.
Well, that was a little intro song into this vibe. like, put your freaking pirate hat on.
Yeah.
Get your parrot and listen to that sea shanty like that. That was Nathan Evans Wellerman.
Yeah.
I only have heard like that song heels on TikTok. That's like such like a real song.
Right. I was singing along. Right. Right. So okay, maybe like,
should we move on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's get a little crazy and a little vibey.
Sit back and relax.
Let this Kendresa flow over your ears, girl. So, just kidding. So, we wanted to simulate...
Wait, sorry. We had to take a few selfies first.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. And also, too, like, I feel like whenever, like, you're underwater, like, there's a feeling of, like, silence.
Void.
So, like, really
feel
that. And
I want to talk about that later, the deep, deep sea.
Okay, that's perfect. You're perfect.
You're perfect.
Looking gritty like they used to. My friends ain't looking at me like they used to. I didn't change, man. I always did my own thing. But it's you who's acting different when I see you. So I'm asking you, yo, what are they wanting from me? Yeah? What are they wanting from me? Yeah.
Wow.
Guys.
Exclamation point.
Today we were spending some time talking about the Bieber Doobie impact.
She runs so deep.
So deep. And I don't, we were, our difference is I don't think I realize it as much. Like, I think she stays in your foreground a lot of the time.
She does.
Mentally.
Yeah.
But I honestly, I forget about her. And then when I'm reminded of her, it's legendary. At the right time, right place.
Honestly, it's not a stretch at all to say that she is legendary. She's so, to me, she has mastered grunge pop.
Yeah.
In her, obviously, like, that's not objective, but.
Claim it.
She 100% is just going to be, like, forever good.
I think she does what she does, and she transforms her music in a really good way. Like, I think her progression. Yeah. Has been both transformative but also steady. Like, she keeps the same vibe. She's able to keep her fans who like her music on her music, but also make it different.
Yeah. And these her, days it's easy to get lost in the pop. There's
lost
so
in the
pop.
Sauce. What's going on? Oh my gosh. Do we have? I just think that Bieber Doobie's impact is lit, and it's almost like she's the ocean because she's so amazing.
That the line
talk
don't
to him.
Wait for the tide to dip both your feet in. She said in an interview once that was her favorite line from that song, but I want to elaborate more on that and even say that, well, okay, I want to elaborate more. Let
okay, elaborate.
Up.
No.
But I guess, like, the way it just water, guys, water. The flow, like, don't wait for things to come to you. Just, like, flow with what's going on. And if the waves are waving, then, like, I'm not explaining this right.
No, I hear you and you're seen and valid.
Thank you. You're really hot.
Guys, we are in the big room finally after months of being withheld due to technical difficulties in this studio, and I'm just like, I feel like I was a big fish in the little pond, and now I'm a little fish in the big pond. And I think we should.
Maybe you're a big fish in the little pond.
Like back there. Yeah. Back there. Yeah. Like, yeah. Clock it. Do you have anything to say about oceans?
Beaches.
Let's talk about beaches. We were just talking about beaches today. Did you have a thought that I cut you off?
No, go ahead.
Well, I was talking about how I'm someone who I love a beach. Like, I love being out in the sun. I love being near the ocean. I love going in the ocean and swimming around and, like, doing flips and, like, floating and hanging with the girls and playing games and looking cute. But when it comes to the ocean, beach versus ocean, I'm terrified. Like, when I can't see the ground beneath me, I am a little scared.
I agree with that. I don't like not knowing. The most scared I've ever been in the ocean was when I was in San Diego and I was thinking about stingray. Because there are a lot, but I think I resonate with you with like lakes. And
I feel the same way too.
But in the ocean itself, I feel more like it's going to be desolate, but that assumption only comes from me because it comes from the fact that I don't go really to tropical areas with a lot of bio, like, as much. Yeah. I have seen the tiniest fraction ever of the Earth's biodiversity, and the beaches that I see in New England are very rocky.
Yes, and I agree with that. And I honestly, I think there's this weird middle point between, like, on the shore, I'm totally fine. And then there's this weird point where, like, I can't see beneath me and I'm low-key freaked out. But then if I get to, like, deep water, I'm chilling. It's like
the... Like you might touch the bottom, you don't
it's
know.
That. It's literally that and knowing what, like, there's stuff on the bottom that might be there. And that's what happens for me in lakes. Like, I
they
hate,
are murky.
If I... Oh, and they're gross.
Like, squishy on the bottom.
Ew. And people can walk on that. And I'm like, y'all are weird.
My friend Rachel can. And I wish I had the courage to and I wasn't grossed
She's
out
so
about
strong.
It. But, yeah, she is.
Well, I think let's get moving.
Yeah, we definitely need to get moving.
And we'll play a couple songs, I think.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
This next song is by a band that I have been obsessed with, and, it's a little
name
band
drop.
Called Wednesday.
Ooh.
Wait, name drop for Wednesday or someone else?
Yeah.
Wednesday is amazing, and they're recent album that came out, and I've definitely talked about, I think I talked about them last semester. Anyways, this is from their third album, quarry. And a quarry is like when it's like a rock for, it's like the people can cliff dive onto them.
Into a quarry, so like.
I think it's like dug out by like people for like minerals and stuff. But then it
in
just creates this
of
kind
of
like
water. In what bodies of water?
I don't think it's in a
oh,
body of water, and then it creates
water
one.
Appears there.
Yeah, which is kind of magical, but also like,
okay.
Let's stop mining, guys.
Let's talk about fracking, really.
let's talk
Actually,
about.
We can't.
Let's talk about my investments
we can't talk about
in
fracking.
Oil. Let's talk about my investments in oil.
What? You're in rotted oil.
From the drywall wrapped in newspaper. keep me under the water completely. Never wanna learn to swim when you're the one holding me down. Drown me deep in the rivers of the valley. Let my lungs succumb to sweet, seductive sounds. I ain't never been this deep before. And the more I sank low, the more I soared. From the waterline to the ocean floor. Drowning's just a lover's chore. Single secret you're keeping. When your heart can't go no longer, I'll be there to carry a song. There God goes, turning creeks in the rivers out of white snow. As you grin out the window into our front yard. And I never been this deep before. And the more I sank low, the more I soared. From the waterline to the ocean floor. I say drowning's just a lover's chore. Yeah, I say drowning's just a lover's chore. Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Thank you.
Betty said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, she lost the pain. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. Feeling free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, how they come and go,
guys. Nick Drake eats so hard.
Yeah,
I saw a little like info post about him and how like for most of his career, which he only released 3 albums and then he died, which I don't know how he died, he wasn't successful. Like no one bought his music, and then after he died he turned into like a phenomenon.
Oh my gosh. A story doesn't sell unless it has tragedy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
it. The best art sells after the artist dies.
Yeah. But speaking of art.
Okay.
The last 3 songs we just listened to.
Big stuff.
I want to talk about, water as in this like big, deadly, beautiful, like spiritual, like magical thing.
Okay.
And I think I want to point out that Nick Drake, what we just listened to, was so eerie and slow. I felt like I was in a swamp or a bog with like steam.
Interesting.
And I was kind of like, there was something out there and like I wasn't safe. Before that, we listened to
Drowning, Zach Bryan.
Drowning, which is somber, and it reminds us of somber.
Somber was there.
It's melancholic, and it reminds us of our mortality.
Okay.
And I don't really remember the song before.
Quarry by Wednesday.
Yeah, that was just like a banger. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about that. But I feel like, and I want to bring up also on the topic of water and mortality, like, I want to know your take on this, because I grew up around a lot of water. I grew up sailing with my family, and like we had boat, like a boat and like a different boat, and like we would just be on the ocean. Yeah. And it's the most calming, magical place I could possibly be. And my proximity to the water like really is influential on like my health on any given day.
Yeah.
Like I so cherish being near it. And I watched this movie in a class that I took, Ethnographic Film and Beyond, with Amal Bishara.
Hi, shout out.
And we watched this movie, Leviathan. And since I've seen it, I haven't shut up about it. But the way the ocean, the way the ocean was and the sea and the waves and the water was portrayed, just it was so commanding and merciless, but like captivating at the same time. And that's why I love this theme right now, because that's why I just love that we're doing this theme, because I don't think we like the ocean is split up like, okay, Atlantic versus Pacific, like, oh my God. But like, no, girl, that's everywhere. That is ocean. Yeah. And we don't know any part of it. Okay, wait, I'm getting into things that I want to talk about later, and I want to hear your take on like how you perceive like the ocean and water as like this like big immense thing.
Yeah. Okay. Tea.
Unless you like don't have anything
a lot
to say
to
about
digest.
That.
I
yeah, sorry, I just like rambled.
Have lived in proximity to ocean also, maybe not so close to it. But close nonetheless, and like I always would be going to the ocean, and I don't know. I think what the ocean is for me in terms of like in relation to society, I think that we have this idea of like land being conquerable, and like we take land and we say like, this is my land, and that has always been a thing. Like we create boundaries, we create nations, we create lines to like divide up land, section it off in order for us to like consume it and take it up and occupy it. And I think what the ocean is kind of because it's so hard for us to like exist and live in the ocean or on the ocean. It is so, it rejects the human idea of being able to like conquer it. It's so fluid. It's
this
so
is a fire take, bro.
It, yeah,
you're like crazy intellectual right now.
Oh my God, I'm so glad. But like equally as hot.
Oh yeah.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to like diminish that.
Okay, but, thank you. Okay.
I just want people to know that like you're not just hot.
Yeah.
Like the ocean isn't just water. Like
yes,
there
okay.
are things living in there too. Like
thank you,
you have thoughts in your brain, not just like great hair.
That's so good to hear. And like yes, like when I applied here, all I sent was a headshot of my face, and like that's like fine, but like guys, I can do the work, I can like actually think, trust.
Yeah.
But just like this ocean, the ocean is so unrelenting to like human control, and we try to, I think what why we control. Have all these divides of like Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, North Sea, Indian Ocean, all the oceans, all the seas. I think we try to
too
cut
many.
It up.
Exactly,
we're
though.
Trying to cut it up because we want to be able to like create like consumable areas of the ocean.
The ocean,
but it really is just like this mass that is always just. And I think too, like the idea of like the currents of the ocean and how they flow throughout the globe is super interesting to
and
me.
And the moon. Tides
and the moon.
Without the moon, where would we be today?
Wait, that's a great segue into this next song.
Oh,
you ate. Talk about intellectual. I could talk about the moon so much. Like, how, girl, that's crazy. The moon is so in tune with who we are, and I just feel like
that
can't go without thought. Like, we have to think about, like, we are celestial bodies. We are part. We are one with stardust. We are one with the moon. We are one with Earth. We all started from the same place, and that's clockable.
Yeah, the moon and the sun.
Yeah.
So, speaking about water, a liquid. We're going to talk about a couple other kinds of liquids today, specifically alcohol. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Boom.
Boom. Clap sound of my heartbeat. On and on and on and on.
Yeah, she called me Baby Boo.
Moon. River. Wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style
someday.
Let's let the real guy do it.
All right.
Jesus, oh, will I senses as violence does. Man is but a pile of dust. Why are you a weapon formed up against me? Is this what you call love? Someday
to really quickly say that y'all better write that song down, listen to it again, and then listen to the whole album, and then keep doing that, because this album, it means it's so good. This is like one of the best albums that has come out in the past like 12 months for me.
I haven't listened to it.
It's so good, and you should watch the Tiny Desk concert that Daniel Caesar just did, because it literally brought me to tears.
Period.
Additionally, I want to say that Jill's at the Spring Show are singing Superposition.
Yeah.
By Daniel Caesar, and Tessa is soloing it, and I love her so much, and I just know. That she is going to do the best version of that song I will ever hear. She is one of the most
better
talented.
Than Daniel Caesar.
Yes. Like, yes. Like, actually, yes. And I mean it, because she is one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life. And this kind of music fits her so well. And she's like older sister energy to me. Like, not older sister, yeah. But like, she is so wise to me. And she's such a calming presence. But she's so funny, and if she was like anything, she would be like the moon, because the moon seems so wise and calm, and it's just there in the nighttime chilling and like is so magical, and I don't know.
Yeah, I see that.
And I just, this song made me think of her and her and the Jills. And
that's like beautiful.
The moon.
Shout out to Tess.
Tessa, but I miss Tess as well, because she's
so
in Spain.
T-E-S-S.
I miss you, Tess.
Hey, people. Guys, have fun. I love you all.
Tess, you're like the sun, and Tessa's like the moon.
Wait, I see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of like the moon, King Cruel is the moon to me.
Talk
and
about it.
Me and King Cruel are like low-key friends. Like, we're chilling like that.
No way. Can you introduce me?
Yeah, his name's Archie Marshall.
Okay.
Speaking of Archie, okay, allora. Speaking of Archie Marshall, that's his real name.
Okay.
And he did a little side project called A New Place to Drown.
Drown.
Clock it.
Jinx. And you're so funny.
Wait,
and hot.
I like you.
I like you too.
And he put it under the name Archie Marshall instead of King Cruel, which he had been putting music out as King Cruel. Mm. And so this is a little, and then they just released the instrumentals for that album this year as kind of like a re-release. I think it was like 10 years ago it came out. And so this is a long song called Thames Water, which I just learned how to say Thames today. T-H-A-M-E-S.
Right.
The Thames.
Right. I wouldn't have gotten that.
I was saying like Thames, Thames, Thames,
Thalmus,
Thames.
Me when I, instead of saying Persephone in the fifth grade, I used to say Persephone.
Me when I got put
Me when.
Okay.
Go.
Let's play this freaking song.
Hunting, 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 h fit anymore. He said, reaching for the pile of scores, I offer no remorse. Man sat about waging his wars, born to the cats enjoying their main course. I guess these speakers help ignore. Bartender knows my fears. She looks as if she knows. She looks as if she knows. She looks as if she knows. Guy opens his mouth and spits to the floor, soaking all of us scum to the core. She spent every day escaping for cubicle girl scrambles on all fours. She lost the powers and the powders she adored.
Just me and you, I guess I see.
Wow.
There's one thing that I forgot to mention. First of all, that was a great song. I'd never heard it before.
Guys, tap in.
Okay,
it low-key turns into like lo-fi beats at the end, but which like I it's like. Fine.
Which also I want to do an episode where we do only with music with no lyrics.
Okay.
But what I want to say is that I'm kind of surprised that we're talking about the ocean only because it's so cold. And like, that's just not really the point of our show. But I feel like hot springs, like we never really covered
that.
We
didn't tap into that. It's because we bring the hotness.
Yeah. We warm the ocean. Sorry, guys. Anyways, you just listened to
Hot Topics, Hotter people.
I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
And
you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And we're really hot and we're going to send you guys off with some Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't drown.
Uh-oh.